The final thing I'd like to say is that I think it's the second illustration in the adjuvant therapy of breast cancer of the coupling of a known mechanism that drives the tumor and an agent that directly interferes with it, and in which we can identify the target molecule and then another molecule that targets that molecule. The first example of that was tamoxifen and the estrogen receptor. 25 years ago, that really revolutionized the treatment of breast cancer. It allowed the identification of a subset of patients who very markedly benefited by getting a specific targeted therapy. And it's too bad it's taken us 25 years to do this again, although I would anticipate that this is going to occur now with increased frequency, that we will be introducing molecules that are targeting molecules in the tumor and therefore producing really spectacular response rates.
I did my own adjuvant online thing in my head as I was sitting in that session thinking about a patient who has an ER-positive, HER2-positive tumor. I was thinking about a patient we actually interviewed for one of our programs recently who was on B31, who had 11 positive nodes, premenopausal, again, who had an ER-positive, HER2-positive tumor. Agree or disagree, this woman's chance of relapse using chemotherapy, hormonal therapy, and trastuzumab will be reduced 80% or more compared to control?
I think that it will be somewhere in the range of 70-80%.
So does that mean that as time goes on over the next 5 or 10 years, we're going to be looking at, you know, sort of from a public health perspective, a drop in breast cancer mortality even more?
I think that's exactly what is driving the present drop. And that, yes, I think that for the HER2-positive breast cancer patients generally have a lot of characteristics that are unfavorable. They tend to be ER-negative. They tend to have, you know, be of higher histologic grade. They're the ones that are at the greatest risk for mortality. And so to have a therapy that specifically works for those patients is going to contribute to a decrease in the risk of dying of breast cancer in the U.S. and elsewhere.